been better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I am, and for good reason. And you see what's happening and what our nation is definitely going through now. We have with us Christy. And Christy, of course, is an example of one courageous woman out in California, in San Diego.
Thank you.
Huh?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You. You're welcome. You are a courageous lady, and you haven't even been treated too well by some of the people that say they're on your side.
That's true.
Yeah, and so you've been through a lot. Now, one of the people that wants to talk to you right now is, I guess, a friend, and is Russ. Russ Dove, is it? Hello, Russ.
Hi, Russ.
Hi, Christine. Hi, Rick.
Yes, hello there.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for joining us.
And,
what's on your mind tonight? What do you have to say about all of this, Russ?
Well, I could take up the next hour talking to you about your current guest, Rick.
Well, that's all right. You can stay. You can stay.
Other than to say that you're absolutely spot on about courageous and fearless in the face of the enemies that are taking America down today.
Yes.
And that's who your guest is.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how have you known her, and what part of the country are you from? The same neck of the woods?
Oh, I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
And I've been on the Internet since Al Gore invented it, and I've had a personal computer since the very first one became available to the you know, regular people. And back in November, I was involved in a video project that caused me to get on YouTube, and I found about 7 individuals who were posting video about mostly day labor sites, but other events around the southwestern United States, and Christy was one of those in the San Diego area, and as everybody now knows, she was producing the best videos, and I was there to watch as she put the videos up about the Enrique Morones' caravan, second annual caravan, where they segregated the white folks out, and knew then that she was going to be in trouble because that was one of the most scathing videos of exposure to the corruption that I'd found here in Tucson that I'd seen anywhere on the web, and sure enough, it just tumbled since then. And I think another part that you entered this segment in that's really important is the veracity of those self-proclaimed Minuteman group leaders' attacks upon this woman. And that to me, I think, can be held back no longer, Rick.
Yeah, I want to ask you.
Speak on it, but
I want her to do
my
that,
mind.
Definitely, because for the life of me, I don't understand that. And, there are a lot of people who, for whatever reason, are not willing to... to be faithful to the movement. A lot of them are in it for the money, as you know. A lot of them are trying to cash in on this. Some of them have. So I'm not going to name them, but you probably know some of the names. And there are other people like you and Christy and me and others that are doing this because of our love for our nation and for our concern for what's right. So, there's no question about what you've just said. I'll second that motion. If you want to hang on the line, you can. Yes, Christy?
I just said thank you. Yes, thank you.
All right, you stay there. And if you want to stay on the line, Russ, you may. I want to ask you a couple of questions,
sure.
All right?
I'd be happy
so
to.
Stay with us, and we'll invite other people to chime in. 800-313-9443 is the number to join us right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org, and stream along, and you just give us a jingle with your comments, questions, or thoughts for our guest, Christy, okay? Christy Kajowski, who is really from the area of Chula Vista, San Diego area of California, which, as you know, is being overrun daily by the criminals and protected by the outlaws in Washington. We'll come right back and take more calls, and we'll continue at that point. 3 minutes from now, stay tuned. Radio Avenger, be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, on this Monday night edition of the program, and we have Christy with us, and you're still with us. Christy, you really haven't said too much tonight, but now we've got Russ Dove on the line, and I want you two to share a few minutes with me together, because you are in Arizona, Russ, right? And
correct.
You have seen firsthand right there at the border, I guess, much of the damage that's being done, huh?
Well, what's amazing, Rick, is that independent, Christy in San Diego with her camera, and myself here in Tucson with my camera, and mm-hmm. we were much more politically active here in Tucson. But what's shown, what we can see now, is a direct correlation to the exact same. We know who the people are who are managing this. We know that Pima County and Cochise County is the gateway into America, that a good guesstimate would be 60 to 70% of the population in country illegally right now came through and was facilitated through the Tucson sector. And we know this by the government agents, the Mexican government agents, the businesses, the churches, and we've identified it, and at the same time, independently, Christy identified it in San Diego. So we're at a point now that we actually can show America mm-hmm. where the problem's at. And although we still take issue with the millions of those in country illegally, when you look at the geopolitical picture of the drive that's making that happen, how can we focus all of our energy on them when, in fact, the real problem lies within our own local governments and our businesses and churches?
Yeah, and many of the locals are fighting back now. The states are beginning to rebel against Washington. That's not a bad thing, by the way. It's a good thing. Unfortunately, it has come to this, and it has been necessitated by the fact that, as you point out, we're our own worst enemy. We've got the enemy right here. Not the enemy really isn't overseas, and it's not without, it's within. So we have to concentrate on that enemy. We have to target it and eliminate it by the grace of God.
So, Russ, and only by the grace of God.
Amen. Amen. So, Russ, you're posting the videos?
My videos are up on Psalm 777.
Where's that again now?
The YouTube.com.
Okay, YouTube.com. Yep, .com. Yep.
Psalm 777.
Okay. And in addition to that, you have any kind of organization or web page or anything?
Well, I'm a part of the truthbrigade.org.
Okay.
And
good.
I also have TIANews.com.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, Christy and I are in the formation of a nonprofit organization that we're hoping, as we progress along the way and the truth about the current activity around the problem is fully exposed, America is going to find itself needing something to do and an organization to do it with. And we hope that this whole dynamics will kind of gel together and we'll meet America in the right place, and we actually have a plan and a process, one of many processes that's ready to go online, that we can actually start facilitating the return of America and freedom to Americans' hands, Rick. And it's because of Christy Schakowsky. Okay? I mean, she's got a team around her, and a lot of us are doing a lot of things. But if Christy hadn't been willing to stand when she did and continue to stand, we couldn't be doing the things that we're doing. And that's just the truth.
I believe every word of it.
And I think I want to push a little bit of that to let your listeners know this is a valid issue to get your resources, energy, and money, time, whatever. Mm-hmm. As we present the plan, you'll find that there are some core things that only individuals who see the world like Christy and I do, and people are each unique, would do certain parts, but there's something for everybody to do in it. So we're excited about it. But I'm taking up all the time for Christy.
No, that's all right. That's fine. She understands. Christy, if you want to add to that, you may. Please respond if you will.
Oh, well, Russ is, he's been in this business for, mm-hmm. what, 19 years or something, with his sites, and he's actively with his city council. Every week they go. And that we need more people like that, just empower, you know, and that's what we're trying to do as truthbrigade.org, is to bring people together and empower them with the own tools to do what we have been doing and you know, teach them how to be active in their community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we've done here is, this is a free speech forum. This is for everyone. I don't care what you think or what you believe, but what we need to do is talk about it and figure out how we, the people, are going to come together. And, you know, I came from, obviously, I'm on the secure border movement, you know, issue, but I found with this that we have so much in common with the open border people, believe it or not. Like, they're against the SPP, you know, and the FEMA camps and, you know, things that, you know, so they're aware of that. So what we've realized, if we work with people, you know, that don't want to fight on the street and anymore and scream and yell at people that really can't do anything about it. I mean, I just don't understand the purpose of standing on a street corner and yelling at people. It's, you know, we got to find a way to come together before it's too late. And just truly miraculous things have happened,
mm-hmm.
with the forum. And we have all these people, you know, that were originally on the other side, but we found out when we talked to them that they're not open border. They're for secure border. They're just against the treatment and you know, racism and violence of some people in the closed border movement.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they feel free to come in the forum and discuss other issues, and it's just been a wonderful way to get the news out.
What was the problem that for those, without getting too specific, you don't have to if you don't want to, but with some of the Minutemen people that didn't quite treat you well?
Well, no, they don't like that. And I, but you know, if you look at the site yourself, you're truly going to be amazed. In fact, we've been up there 2 months now, and I talked to the web administrator just today. In fact, I was on the phone when you called. And he compared us to Free Republic and Liberty Post, and we are doing like 9 gigabytes a month. And this is just in posting. We're not even hosting our own videos or anything. This is just news and discussion. And he said it took, I mean, it took them years to get to that type of activity. So it, everything is really positive. And instead of fighting
about it, now you can do it where you couldn't have done it.
We might disagree on.
Sure.
We focus on the positive that everybody agrees on, and then goes and expose it and try to make change how we can as we the people, because that is what our republic is about. And educating people on what a republic is.
Now, let me ask you this, Russ. Have you been to the Coronado Forest area?
Not very often, but I've been there, yes.
All right, and you know about some of the things that have been going on there, right?
Well, that in all of our national parks areas. I mean, in the Coronado Forest, they're, of course, growing their marijuana fields. But even I know people here who take care of the lands that are preserved and protected. They've all been destroyed. All the preserved lands have been destroyed by foot and vehicle traffic south of me. There is no pristine.
Well, it's not only that, but you've got Mexican drug agents, government troops that have been in the Coronado area, and probably some of the other parks as well.
To protect the
The drug runners.
The terrorists. They're growing them in the park.
Right, exactly.
We'll see it every time at the border, because I go to the border, out here as well. And in fact, I even have Mexican military on video just right underneath us. But it's nuts what they're doing and driving over the fences where there is a fence. And it's an open corridor. We have got to stop this.
Those are the images, you see, that are not shown the American people whenever they can be shown. And they should be shown at least once a week on the nightly news, if not every night. But they should be reminded of what is actually going on. That would send these people in Washington packing, if it were, which shows you the complicity of the so-called media people. That is the real, real issue here that unfortunately is not talked about enough. Can you imagine? They do these puff pieces and these crybaby pieces, the violins and the hankies come out every time there's an illegal who's killed. We just had an illegal now in my state, in Rhode Island, who was abducted, who was brought in. He died on the way from the police station to the ICE office, immigration office, and he had some sort of a stroke. He actually had a seizure. Now you should see the ranting and the raving by all of the media people and all of those involved in the left thing. Isn't that awful? Couldn't we have done something to help this poor individual? And here's a guy who's a lawbreaker. He's illegally in the country. The Lord knows what he may or may not have been doing. Whether he's innocent or not is not even the question. But here the sympathy goes to people like that, and they use them as poster boys, poster children, you see, when in fact the victims in America who are American citizens and their rape and torture and murder and mutilation is not given that kind of sympathy or coverage. Isn't that amazing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Rick, can I chime in here on something?
Sure, of course.
To the question around this issue with the Minuteman Movement leadership?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that as it develops out here, I first noticed that the Americans were being separated by the media and had several things in common. And then in 06, I ran a traditional Democrat campaign and found out hardcore that they didn't. And then Christie had the idea of putting this forum together and bringing people together to talk. Along the same lines, I'd realized through those experiences from 04 through to the present that if we were going to solve this problem, at a minimum, we had to at least get all Americans to talk to each other, okay? Now, what I'm observing in the San Diego area...
All right, hang on to that thought. We also have other callers on the line. We'll take you along, too. Stay where you are, Bill and Richie, and we'll be back with you guys. Stay tuned as well. Christy and, of course, my caller, Russ, will be back to continue on that San Diego thought. Just 3 minutes. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Time we hang 'em, hang 'em, hang 'em, till their toes are dangling. Stretch those traitors' necks, hang 'em high. Before they up and bust us, let's use old-fashioned justice. Go out and get a rope and hang 'em high. Check 'em out, size 'em up, hook 'em up, find 'em out. If they're in, vote 'em out. If they're out, cut 'em down. Drag 'em into the court, every traitor a sword. Use your vote like a rope. Hang 'em high. Hang 'em high.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I have the rope, and we'll be happy to use it. Anyway, we're back now, and Russ, you wanted to talk a little bit about the San Diego area, some of the problems that you've seen with the Minutemen group or some of the people there?
Right, yeah, that intro music, a week of Western justice, and we'd have about 80% less problem, wouldn't we? what I was saying, and I was trying to lead into the fact of the need for Americans of all sides, colors, you know, whatever, Americans,
yes,
to come together to solve our,
okay,
common problems and deal with our common enemies. And what I'm watching happen right now,
mm-hmm,
today,
yes,
in the last 24 hours, as we continue to have awesome success, as Christy says, with the forum, thetruthbrigade.org, these people are actually now coming between us and other Americans who were starting to communicate, trying to divide us. And these are people who claim to be Americans, and the same people who have been attacking Christy and I. Well, I got added to the list when I stood up with her, but initially against her for the last 6 months. And all we can do, Rick, is thank you for giving us airtime, ask for more, and get this out to the American people, because I know once they understand what we do, they're going to join us, and we're going to change the direction of this boat.
Mm-hmm. All right, Christy, any comment before we take some more calls?
Oh, no. Thanks for calling, Russ.
Thank you, Russ, for joining us as well. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. We also have some of the others from the organization online, too. Let's just take a quick call from Bill in Idaho first. Hello, Bill. You're on the program with Christy.
Hello, Bill. You're on the program. Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, folks.
I don't think it's a laughing matter. Not even a little bit.
That's right.
There are a lot of ladies that I'm familiar with throughout the Republic that have been at this almost as long as I have, and that's the late 60s and 70s, that would warrant that your trailer or your bumper music is mm-hmm. exactly the solution, and they're always the ones mentioning it. Guys never mention it. But I just wanted mm-hmm. to ask your guest,
yes.
we had talked before,
sure.
In regard to the question of the misbehavior of quote-unquote the supposed constitutional Minutemen, they are Minutemen, I was wondering, any more than the militia, if she had interviewed that lady that I had given her the number for, and if she had gotten the story directly from her.
Oh, no, I haven't, but I haven't gotten. We'll talk a little bit later, but I
think it's very important, Christy, if for no other reason than the whole entire patriot community understand who's who in the zoo, the geopolitics and the infiltration that has occurred, and I told you the entire gist of the discussion when we had discussed this before, and it is very, very important to get out, because there are a lot of people that are being duped, and they're sending their money
mm-hmm.
to them instead
yes.
of you.
Exactly. Well, we're actually working on that. I just don't want to talk in public about
No,
understandable. Yep.
Understood.
Yeah.
Anyway,
later, though,
when
you have phone number, and I'll let you know, and we'll do that again. But we are very close, because it is. I feel that it is my duty to warn the people, and I just found out they're taking in $2,000 a day, and that's all I'm going to say right now.
Well, that is criminal.
And
that is criminal fraud.
Yeah. A lot of people are making a lot of money on this.
I guarantee I will be on the show, but I want you all to see it when we have it packaged properly, because there's just tons of files. Russ alone has 11 gigabytes or so on DVD that he's been
mm-hmm.
compiling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something I've forgotten. It's just something that I'd like to present.
Yes.
On the shadow of a doubt, and release it on the people, and I'm talking everywhere. So I'll be on your show. I'll be on Alex Jones. I'll be everywhere. I guarantee it, and the people will see exactly what's been going on.
Well, we'll defer to your frontline decision-making here, Commander, and we'll look forward to a progress report shortly. Bless
okay.
you.
Very good. Thank you very much, pal. I appreciate your call, Bill. Also, I might mention, before we take another call, we do have Brad on the line. After the break, he'll join us as well, one of your great followers and friends as well. But I wanted to mention one of our guests, who is also a sponsor of the show, Grant Hall, who has written the book Privacy Crisis, has asked me to intervene with you to ask you if you'd like him to help you with some information.
Well,
you know, he's heard you on the show, and he's heard some of the other guests that we've had, and he has offered some assistance. So what I'll do is I'll have you leave your number with our producer again, and Manny, and then he can have it when we get in touch with Grant Hall again and get that information for you to him, okay? Excellent. Stay where you are. Stay where you are, Christy. We'll be back with Christy Kajowski and her Minute Mom Crusade for America. And Richie, you'll be next along with Brad. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Okay, yes indeed. We see it forming before our very eyes, and it is not a pleasant sight indeed. We are here now with Christy, and she's done yeoman work, and again, her website, her own, one of them anyway, is thetruthbrigade.org, or is it just truthbrigade, I should say, .org, Christy?
Yes, truthbrigade.org.
And they can see for themselves much of what you have done and your great video work that has resulted in your persecution here in this country as an American citizen and a Christian woman who is concerned about doing what's right, justice. And that's what we all should be concerned about. And as Joe said, you know, he doesn't want to see anybody die or drown coming over here. And at the same time, we don't want to see the laws broken. So we have to do both. We have to do what's right, but not do what's wrong. and not reward evil with evil. But, you know, what's right is right in both counts, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, let's take another call now. You have so many. And let's take Richie. Richie in Louisiana, is it, or Alabama?
I'm down here in New Orleans.
You're
Chocolate
in New
City,
Orleans.
Down there in Chocolate City.
How are you, Richie? All right.
How's everybody? Hi, Christy.
Okay.
How are you?
Okay. Since we haven't, the nation hasn't devolved into outright racial warfare yet, which mm-hmm. is, in my opinion, prediction is inevitable to happen unless something's done. Mm-hmm. And the only thing to be done at this moment is still politically. And your opinion, Rick and Christy, and I know this is probably too early to judge, but at least on the last few Republican debates, Tom Crato is running, and Ron Paul, the only two gentlemen who really have a grasp on this, and they're not even charting in the polls. Does America really want to have this border to have this problem resolved? Because it seems to me if they did, then a candidate with those views would be much higher in the polls.
I'm going to let Christy tackle that first, since she's the guest. Go ahead, Christy.
Well, Ron Paul is huge on the Internet, and, I mean, we've seen how the media has been silencing him, mm-hmm. including media, you know, talk show hosts that I used to respect. They just, you know, automatically toss Ron Paul off as a loon because... Mm-hmm.
No, well, he's a constitutionalist. But, Christy, if he really was ranking that high, they couldn't hide those results.
Well, actually, I'm going to look up this last poll right here. Give me just a second.
Sure. Yeah, he has been polling very high after the debates, but the numbers are low to begin with of those who are watching. And basically nobody's watching because they're bored to death with this garbage. And when they do watch, they see a guy like Ron Paul and people from the right, people from the left, give him a very high percentage of credibility. And now we note that within the military of the United States, he has the highest level of contributions from people who are generals and officers in the U.S. military. Well, and that's an incredible
Rick, my point is that as with the Steve Forbes election back in 96, where he ran on the flat tax,
right.
America didn't want that. And they wanted what Bill Clinton had to offer.
Mm.
So
I don't know, though. You see, you have to be,
making.
Richie, you have to be careful because what is reality and what the media want us to think is real are two entirely different things, more than not.
Excellent point.
Let's face it. We ourselves, the Christian patriots, sometimes tend to be fooled and deceived by the propaganda that's spoon-fed to us by the media so that we start adopting the false premise that they have established.
But really, Rick, again, the point is, if this was such a grassroots groundswell, you couldn't hide it. And the numbers would be out there. And I don't think America really, when you get down to choose a candidate, they don't want the candidate who's going to do something about it.
Well, I don't know. I'm not willing to say that at all because
I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I hope so too. But I mean, I'm not willing to say that because you see, I think the polls indeed are beginning to show the opposite. The level of people participating in this polls is very small, but you're finding that the media are deliberately spiking these stories, the establishment media, but they can't keep people from going on the net and reading objective, independent forums that are projecting Ron Paul as the number one candidate, Republican or Democrat. He's the only one.
He is everywhere online, and that's why it's our responsibility to get out there and educate, because what it is misinformation.
Disinformation.
On the local news, and all you hear is, ooh, Giuliani, and, you know, it's just, they're it's our responsibility to get the information to them. You know, even at the gun show, I print up Ron Paul discs. I print up literature and flyers right off the website. And, you know, what I find when I'm doing that is that I always meet somebody else who's doing that, too. So you can't hide what the people want, even though the mainstream media is only showing you something. What they want you to see. And they want you to see that for a reason. But this poll I'm looking at right here, it was a nationwide online straw poll, and he got 56.1% of the vote. And, you know, Gingrich got 4.9, Giuliani 3.7, Huckabee 4.1, Duncan Hunter 5.9, McCain 0.8, Mitt Romney 4.7, Tancredo only got 2.2, Tommy Thompson 0.2, and Fred Thompson 16.2. So, you know, these numbers don't lie, even though the lamestream media continues to lie, and that's why it's
the lamestream media. I think that helps answer the question for you, clarify it for you, Richie.
Well, let's see how this immigration issue does rate in the coming months. And, you know, we'll see if America really does want this border shut down or not.
Well, I know one thing is that there's no question right now. There is this continuing disconnect between what the people instinctively know is right. And I'm not saying America is angelic or the people are all good, but I think that there's still a basic gut-level decency about America that hasn't been totally vanquished yet. There's a disconnect between that and the global elitists that run the media and run the means of communication. And that has been the case, really, since World War I, when you think about it, Rich.
Yeah. Well, I thank both of you for doing what you do, and we'll listen and hope to get some good calls in there, Rick.
Keep praying.
Thank you.
Keep praying for us. Thank you very much, Richie.
Bye-bye.
Good guy, and we'll welcome along a supporter now and a friend of yours as well, Brad. Hello, Brad. You're on the program.
Hello, Rick. Thank
welcome.
You for having me on.
Brad?
Yeah, Christy.
Hello. Thanks for calling. Wow.
Yeah. I tuned in kind of late, and I was surprised to hear that you were on the show.
Yes.
I was, too. I got the call at 7:09. He said, didn't you know you're on the show? Sorry. Yeah,
that's all right. You're here. That's the important
thing. I apologize.
No need.
Christy was in Texas back at the end of June for the showdown in San Antonio, mm-hmm. where a lot of the immigration groups confronted Johnny Sutton
mm-hmm.
on his illegal prosecutions of the Border
yes.
Patrol agents, Ramos, Campion, and Hernandez. Well, while Christy was in our state, she also did a lot of work in documenting some of the culture of the Aztecs in the form of art in Austin and San Antonio. And this is another aspect of her work that she might not have mentioned. In addition to exposing government corruption and drug dealing and Mexican military activity, she's also exposing this movement to revive this Aztec culture and religion. And I was hoping that maybe we might get Christy to talk a little bit about that. And I'll just hang up and listen.
Oh, thank you very much for that. Sure. Christy, go ahead. Thanks for the call, Brad.
I need Brad and Russ and friends to call in and brag for me, I guess.
Hey, the more the merrier.
Well, that's funny. This is one of the projects I'm working on right now, and I also filmed the same in several other cities as well on my last road trip. The correlation with that, and I have some tapes on the way as well, in addition to what we already have. I mean, they're basically calling for extermination of our race, and
yep.
they want us to revert
mm-hmm.
to, I just don't think that human sacrifices and cutting the hearts out. And I mean, but what is so amazing about this is that they call it art, and it's right here in your face. And I think that, I've never looked at it. I mean, Chicano Park is very close to here, and there's mm-hmm. plenty of that Reconquista art.
Mm-hmm.
Never, I think that, you know, maybe we have a different perception of art, and we just kind of think, oh, wow, that's colorful, and, you know, move on and not really look at it. But it's hidden right here, right in front of our eyes, that they are calling for the outright extermination of our race. They've
mm-hmm.
declared themselves how many times the cosmic race, and, that they are going to control the world. And, you know, one of the interviews I did, I thought it was funny. very well said, I asked, well, who's more dangerous, the Muslims or, you know, the Mexicas? And he said, well, the Muslim, you know, is radical Islam, they only want us to convert the world to their religion. But these people want to own the world. You know, they don't want any white people on the world. So,
well, look at the way the media have ignored that and have soft-pedaled it, pretended it doesn't exist. Yet, in fact, if a high-ranking member of the Republican or Democrat Party even uttered a word that we ought to do something about the Hispanics in our nation, quote-unquote, or something of a similar ilk, you know the media would be on it day and night for months and never let up. So that
proves... calling for violence and the extermination of our race right here in front of our face.
They are. You're right.
They are lying to us.
It's incredible.
Keeping it from the people. So, yeah, that's...
And we have been lame, as you've said. We as a nation have just sat back and taked all of this. And as the song Hang 'Em High says, you know, we've been recalcitrant. We need to start doing something. We need to start getting moving here because it's a matter of survival. And any man who calls himself a Christian, calls himself a man of a conviction, America, lover, who sits back and just lets this happen without even uttering a word of protest, the very least they could do, is not fit to be called an American. Now, you know, I'm happy to note that we have some in the Congress that, for whatever reason, are doing the right thing. And one of them is Nathan Deal from Georgia, the Republican congressman. I don't know if you're familiar with him. Nathan Deal. Deal, D-E-A-L. He has created or ushered in, at least introduced, the bill. Talk about piecemeal immigration reform. George Bush would never allow it. H.R. 1940. And it's called the Birthright Citizenship Act of 2007.
Yeah.
And according to this bill, the amend Section 301 of the Immigration and Nationality Act to clarify these classes of individuals born in the United States who are nationals and citizens of the United States at birth. In other words, what he's attempting to do is to change the current birthright citizenship laws. So currently, babies who are born to illegal aliens are these anchor babies. He's saying no more of that. We're not going to allow it to be, and that's what we need to do. Stop it dead in its tracks. No question about it. And this is a good bill. George Bush does not consider this to be a example of reform of our immigration laws, and yet that's exactly what it is. And those are the kinds of laws that need to be not only supported and passed, but enforced.
Exactly, exactly. It's going to take more congressmen and senators to stand up, and more citizens, too. I mean, but that's part of our job is to educate the citizens because I'm amazed at how
Well, I think it's more than education now, Christy. It's motivation. It's one thing to know what needs to be done. It's another thing to do it.
Yeah, but there are still a lot of people that really don't know because they are, you know, tied to their job or, you know, their corporations and then come home and turn on the local news and they really have no clue.
Absolutely. They don't see it. They don't want to see it because they'd like to think that maybe it's being taken care of by our great leaders who are not going to sell America down the river, not going to allow any foreign enemies to attack us or come in and do harm to us. Now, would they? You see, there is naivete, there is gullibility, and a sense that we'll relinquish that to the higher-ups. We'll let them worry about it. Well, can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. We the people have to come together and do the right thing. So.
Amen. And all right, do we have the other caller, Manny? Okay, so I'm going to let you go at this point because we have to come up against the break, and I want to have a little time to do a postscript with other program reminders. But let me thank you again, Christy. And people want to get in touch with you. What's the best way?
Oh, at truthbrigade@hotmail.com or the site, of course, truthbrigade.org.
Very good. And we hope that people will be doing what they did the last time, joining you, supporting you, helping you in any way. And we'll check in with you again in a few weeks. How's that?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christy. It's been my pleasure. And you continue being a minute mom.
Absolutely. God
bless
you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. All right. Christy Kajowski, and she is what America is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Now, when we come back, we just have a postscript. If you want to get a quick call in, you may. But right now, we have free lines, and that's wonderful because I need to catch my breath. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. In 3 minutes, we shall return to give you the final segment of tonight's program. Tomorrow night, we have honored to have a special guest, an author of a book I think you'll find to be interesting. And there's some interesting items in the book as well. And it has to do with spiritual catharsis and spiritual issues. So we'll talk with him. We have Bob Chapman also coming up, I believe, Wednesday night. International Forecaster. Go to his website, theinternationalforecaster.com. So we'll mention that again when we come back, and we'll sum up for tonight's program. 1-800-313-9443 is my number right here, the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. And hopefully you're able to stream along now and not have any problems whatsoever as we continue to get the listeners participating in the program and also the network itself. All right, we'll be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
by some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All right, I'm back now. I like what Jim R. Schwesso, I believe it's Schwesselo, who writes for newswithviews.com, another writer, has to say, and he says, we simply cannot continue to ignore or countenance the hordes of law-breaking invaders that pour across the borders with immunity and impunity and with nothing in the way of containment by our government. Our politicians, he says, should be dragged from their chambers that they profane, yes, by their very presence, and be accounted for, scourged and whipped as traitors to the nation and to the people who they purportedly represent. And he makes that very blatant. I think that's pretty soft language anyway, from, you know, according to what I can say, and I can put it a little stronger, but in any event, he refers to the mestizos and the Nikan Tiaka, the so-called Hispanics, the wetbacks, whatever they call themselves, would like to call themselves, La Raza and company. It is a declaration of war on not only the country, but on an entire race of Americans, the white race, and that is totally intolerable. Yet where are the politically correct thought police? Where's the Anti-Defamation League of Bernie Britti? Where are those lovely folks, those tolerance preachers, huh? Anyway, I want to also mention that I have talked with Dr. Cass Ingrams, you know, Dr. K. He goes by several pen names. Dr. K, Kasim Khalil, Cass Ingram. His book, Wrongly Blamed. I've talked to the office in Illinois about that. He's not back yet. He's coming back in a couple of weeks, hopefully. But we're going to have a definitive answer, I hope, by tomorrow. I'm waiting for a call back on those of you who would like to order the book and do it by mail. And order the book, Wrongly Blamed, Who Really Carried Out the Attacks on 9/11, the London Bombings, and Much More. Send it to that address, a check or money order, and that way there you can avoid having to go through the internet, go through the website, or order by credit card, so, you know, or PayPal, as I have asked many of you to do. By now, all of you should have received your copies who ordered them from me several weeks ago, and if there has been any problem, we can certainly rectify that. But we will have that answer definitively for you, hopefully by tomorrow, this week for sure. And that's about all the time I have tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to say goodbye. And God bless, as good night and God bless, as Red Skelton would close his program with. And tomorrow night, we are going to have on the program one of our sponsors. And I'm not going to give his name away. I want you to be surprised. He has a book out, and it's a very spiritual book, but it's also a very practical book. And it deals with some very interesting characters from the scriptures and everyday life. And we'll have Chapman on, of course, Wednesday night. So surprise guest tomorrow night. Join us, 9 o'clock Central, 10 Eastern Time, 7 West Coast Time, for another edition of Uncensored Radio Free America with yours truly, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll see you then, Lord willing. Keep praying and keep your chins up. Good night, everyone.
It's true.